This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Pleased to be joined by former Major League Baseball infielder and CBS Sports HQ MLB analyst, Will Middlebrooks. Will, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, thank you. What's going on, bud? Thanks for having me.
No, I'm glad to have you. Maybe you can help me answer some of these questions. Well, first of all, let's get to the first thing that I brought up with Major League Baseball today, and that is the seven-inning Little League doubleheaders. Do you like this or no? I mean, baseball's built around, like, perseverance and fighting to the end, and now you're going to cut it off after seven innings?
No, I hear you. I get it. I'm somewhat of a baseball purist, so nothing about 2020 leaves a good taste in my mouth, but it is baseball, and it's better than nothing. I fully understand why they're doing what they want to do this, because they're simply predicting more outbreaks. Hopefully, not as bad as what the Marlins are dealing with, because that could just end the season totally. But look, there's going to be a lot of games to be made up, not just because of COVID, but because of rain. Because that's just
good point.
How it happens in the summer. It's
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, we forgot about, like, actual rainouts, not just people testing positive.
Yeah.
So there's going to be makeups, and they're trying to get 60 games in 67, 68 days. It doesn't leave you much room to have, you know, I know they probably don't need as many off days as most people, but in like a regular season, but
yeah,
you still got to mix in an off day here and there, just for your own mental sake.
Yeah.
But right, you get that. You remember the grind. Maybe not like baseball, but a football grind is still a grind. And off days, even if it's away from practice, it's just good for you. And look, they need to save these guys' arms. You're already seeing big injuries from starting pitchers, bullpen mm-hmm. guys. It hasn't really happened much with position players yet, but I wouldn't be surprised, because of the ramp up and early regular spring training. They shut them down for 3 months, and then they ramp them back up for a season. So being able to take off two innings off every game, save you, I mean, in a doubleheader, but save you four innings. It saves your bullpen, saves you from maybe having to go through another expansion of the roster and having to rewrite everything totally again.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a grind. It's all cumulative. I used to always say this with running backs. It was the number of hits you take. So if you're taking less hits, it's okay. It's the same thing with pitchers and whatever, fielders. You're taking less lumps for whatever reason. It just makes it easier. The question I have, Will, and I wonder if – I can't help but be cynical because I'm a journalist now, but I can't help but be cynical and say, not journalist, but you know what I mean, an entertainer on radio. But Major League Baseball has this, like, stop dead date of September 27th. We have to finish by this point. Why not push that back? I understand that it gets into the, you know, flu season, and maybe the pandemic gets a little bit worse then, but hell, the pandemic is getting worse right now, and it's the middle of the summer, right? Why be, like, hemmed into this, like, finite amount of time to finish the season? That's what I've never understood.
Yeah, I think number one issue they bring up is a second wave of COVID. Yeah. Who knows if we make it through the first wave? We're not even there yet.
No.
But I think the biggest thing is 2021. So this season is a complete disaster. We know that.
Yeah.
We're trying to get in as much as we can, give the fans baseball, not take a complete year of development away from you know, the players, the young players, the prospects, the guys that are coming up. But look, 2021 needs to be as normal as possible. We're planning for it to be as normal as possible. So if we play until Christmas, then we're going to have to push back the start of next year, and it's going to affect next year. So we want to try to get it done by a certain date. We'll say it's probably going to run into early November, Halloween, which is normal. Maybe it might be a week longer than a normal World Series, but
yeah.
That gives you a normal offseason and just kind of hit the reset button. 2020's done. Let's throw it away. I think everybody wants to do that and just start fresh in 21.
Yeah, no, the owners are losing money anyways, no matter what happens. So you might as well, you know, just get it done. Take your medicine and let's go on
exactly.
to 2021. Now, last question on this, the bubble. We're talking to Will Middlebrooks here, CBS Sports HQ, MLB analyst. Do you think that they should for the postseason? Because I just posited this in my last segment. Like, go to bubbles, right? They had this idea at the beginning. We know that it's working for the NBA, for each league, go to a modified bubble for the postseason. You think that would work?
It's just so hard to plan for that. And I've answered this question. I've had this question asked me about why aren't they doing that for the season?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever checked the Weather Channel and looked at Scottsdale or Phoenix this time of year? There's one stadium there for 30 teams. There needs to be 15 games a day. There's one stadium that has a roof on it. And that's the big league stadium for the Diamondbacks. Everything else is spring training complexes. It's open, and it's 116 degrees there at game time last night at 7 o'clock.
No,
that's
fun.
That's not what you want to be doing. You're going to run into even more issues with injuries there. And on top of that, a logistical nightmare is housing. There's 750 active players. Then there's staff. Then there's taxi squad. You're going to have three or four hotels to yourself.
True.
And then you're going to have to bring in staff to work the hotel because you can't contact trace the workers at each hotel.
Yeah.
So it's a disaster. It's just no way it could possibly happen.
What about
Arizona,
for the postseason?
Florida.
What about
go
for
ahead,
the po- What about for the postseason though, Will? Could you do it for the postseason?
It would have to already be in the works. I know it's only 16 teams and not the full 30, but
yeah.
it's a possibility. The only issue is Arizona and Florida are like two best places to do it because of the
What about
the
Texas?
Complexes
what
there.
About Texas? Could you do it in Texas?
Well, how many you're going to need? You need more than one stadium.
Yeah,
maybe Houston and Dallas split.
Yeah,
it's still going to be tough at the beginning of that bracket of that 16 team expanded playoff because you have a lot of teams. I mean, you have 8 games a day.
Yeah, no, they kind of hurt themselves because they expanded
exactly.
the playoffs. If it was only 5 teams, you had
to
worry about
Florida.
Per league.
Florida's the epicenter of COVID right now.
Yeah, but
I live here. It's a disaster.
Yeah, but basketball's doing okay down there. Basketball's
they
doing
are.
Okay, but
they've
been
right.
they've been in their bubble for whatever it is, 2 or 3 weeks already. Let's shift real quickly to actual on field drama. We'll call it drama. The Astros, we know what went on with them with the non-penalties, but Joe Kelly took it into his own hands, and he got suspended 8 games, man. That's big considering the length of the season. Was that the right call? I mean, obviously,
no.
he was very dangerous with his throws, but was that the right call?
No. They simply – look, if this is a 162-game season, that's the equivalent to a 22-game suspension for not even hitting anyone, just for throwing at them. And one of them was a breaking ball. Come on. Look, they are making an example out of him because they don't want it to continue to happen.
Yeah.
That's 100% why – he's going to appeal it. It's going to be less. I'd say no more than 5 games. I would hope they have 3. I don't condone throwing – at anyone's head, especially with 100.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, that you could end someone's career really fast that way. But look, Manfred had a really good opportunity to get a little bit of respect back from the players after the whole economic disagreement earlier this year. But he didn't let the players. He's not going to let the players police the game themselves. He had a chance to punish these Astros players, and he let them go free. Just he gave them immunity for basically saying, "Yeah, we did it." Here's Alex Cora. Here's Beltran. These guys, it was all up to them. We're just playing. We're just chess pieces. And then the players didn't even serve a suspension for what?
Or a fine or anything.
Trying to police.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Or anything.
Nothing, which blows me away. And there's a lot of people angry within the game. Joe Kelly didn't even play for the Dodgers, but he played against the Astros. The Astros played against and beat other teams with the same trash can deal. So
yeah.
Everyone's mad about it.
Will, do you think that other guys are going to heed the warning of Major League Baseball, or do you think that they're going to say, forget it, I'm hitting Bregman too? You know what I mean?
I think they will, but that's simply because, unless it's – like I said, they're just expanded rosters right now. So some of these guys could, take the penalty and be suspended, and they just bring up someone else.
Yeah.
The main bullpen arms, the main starters – no, they're not going to throw at them. They don't want to be suspended in a 60-game sprint of a season where you possibly could miss 2 starts.
Yeah,
which
no.
You only get 12.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
So you need your guys on the field, so it's not worth
Yeah, how about the effectiveness, though, of throwing 100 behind your head and then, you know, ripping off or cutting off a 78er that breaks out the bottom? that works.
I mean, listen, it's hard for me to say because I was uncomfortable against everybody. That's why I'm here right now.
Yeah, I hear you.
But look, when you know someone has the capability, and like I played with Joe Kelly, he's got a little bit more than a little. He's got some crazy in him, but that's what makes him good.
Yeah.
That's what gives him that edge. And some guys just need that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know it's even more relevant in football.
Oh, dude, there's some knuckleheads that were just like
– You need that edge.
Yeah.
And, look, I'm uncomfortable against a guy throwing 100 anyways with control issues. But if I know he's mad at me, woof.
Yeah.
You see a little big league, the guy's in the very back of the box hiding. Yeah, that's where a lot of guys would be.
Oh, I love it. Talking to Will Middlebrook, CBS Sports HQ MLB analyst. All right, Mike Trout was one of the early kind of nervous guys around coming back before the Major League Baseball restarted. He's talked about his wife being pregnant. Well, Mike Trout is now in paternity leave. Do you think he comes back?
That's a very good question. Look, I played with Mike in the Arizona Fall League back in 2011. I was 22. He was 18-year-old, fresh 19-year-old kid. And when I tell you this is – he will go down as the best baseball player of all time. I will go ahead and put that on record. That has nothing to do with what you asked, but anytime I get the chance to talk Mike Trout, I got to say that.
Yeah.
So do I think he'll come back? I do. I do think he'll come back. I think the Angels and everything's kind of been on the East Coast. It's kind of making its way to the Central now with the Cardinals. But, I mean, everything in the West has been pretty smooth sailing so far. I got another buddy on that team with the Angels, Justin Upton, and he told me, look, all our guys are being pretty safe and responsible and mature about this. You look at the Marlins, that's a really young team with not much of a veteran presence for guys to stand up in the clubhouse and say, hey, look, you're not doing it this way. You're not going out. You're not going to dinner. You're not going to party. And they have that in Anaheim. And I think it's a more safe environment for him, and I think he will come back.
Yeah, no, you heard that rumor that was floating around the Marlins that a couple of the guys went out in Atlanta, and that's what happened, whereas you contrast that to the Washington Nationals with Davey Martinez, who said, home, ballpark, home. That's it. And stick to
it's
it.
2 months. It's 2 months. You
deal
can
with
do it.
Yeah, deal with it. You're getting paid. You know, it's not
it's
like you're making minimum
really
wage.
Well, too.
Yeah.
Really well.
Exactly
so
right.
Do your job and have respect for everyone around you.
I agree with that. Now, you mentioned Rob Manfred earlier, and trust or faith or whatever the word is. Can MLB players get it back with him? Because it feels like he's just been – it's been a misstep with every decision that he's had to make this year. And it's just this year, but it's been a lot of them.
Yeah, totally. No, that's a tough one. I mean, the issue is more with the owners and the players, but the problem is Manfred essentially works for the owners. He's the mouthpiece for the owners. So going back to the economic disagreements and all that mess, trying to figure out if they were going to come to an agreement to even play baseball this year, everything that came out of his mouth was echoing a vote by the owners. So he looks like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But like I said, he works for the owner, so they're all going to be on the same page. And I can tell you this, a lot of respect was lost over the Astros thing with the cheating scandal and how that was handled. I know they did their best to handle it the best way they could. It's hard to pinpoint which players got benefited the most. They literally listened into every pitch last year to try to figure that out, and they couldn't. So they handled it the best way they could. I think the players should have been punished. They benefited from it. I think the players lost a lot of respect for him from that. But going forward, there's just always going to be a disconnect, unfortunately, between ownership and the players' union. And it's always been that way, and it will forever be that way.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And this just made it worse, and it sucks because after next season, they got to do a CBA, which is not going to be fun. All right, Will Middlebrooks here, CBS HQ MLB analyst. One more question before I let you go, Will. Are you confident that this MLB season gets finished and the postseason goes off as we expect?
I'll put it in your terms, for football. Hail Mary. Hook and ladder, whatever you want to call it. It's going to take a miracle. Not only because of players not fully following the rules and protocol, health and safety protocol, but just because there's a lot of unknown with this virus still to this day.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to write the story for us. unfortunately, there are still kids who are invincible and they're going to go out and do whatever they want, and like we saw in Miami. But the league is doing a better job now of policing that. They're sending out compliance officers. Now, if there's even one test, they're shutting down like the Phillies and the
Cardinals,
Phillies series.
Even
the Cardinals. They're shutting it down just because of one or two tests. That needed to happen in Miami, and it didn't. So I think they're making the right steps to help the season finish, but COVID's going to do its thing, man, and we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, no, you're right. And unless you have Aaron Rodgers who completes an inordinate amount of Hail Marys, it's not going to happen. Hey, Will, thank you so much for hopping on. We're up against the hard break here. Great insights and great opinions. I appreciate you. Be well, my friend.
Hey, you as well.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.